Uncle Skeeter here, and welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, hi, how you doing? And welcome. Welcome once again to Cheese Please. Yay! Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
I thought I destroyed that.
No, I found it. How can I shake jingle bells and blow the horn? I'm going to put the jingle bells in. There we go.
Put the horn down.
Okay, one more. Merry Christmas!
That has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. The jingle bells at least made sense.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're here in the mall. It's very crowded. It's the last few days of Christmas. We're Christmas shopping, and I got to blow the horn just to make sure you hear me. You know?
Oh, I hear you all right.
Okay. Whatever. And I want to thank the local management of this mall here for letting us sit here right by this neat Santa display.
Yeah, we're hidden behind a couple of trees, so no one can really see us.
No, but I still had to get permission by that flunky security guard who I paid him $5 to say, look the other way. Okay?
Yes.
Just that's all. That's the whole thing. But nevertheless, can you tell me a little bit about the display, Daffodil? I can't describe it. I'm just amazed by it.
Well, if you're familiar with the kinds of displays that they have for Santa.
Yeah, well.
This is a Santa display. There's a big giant chair, and Santa sits in the chair and tells the kids Santa what they want. Anyway.
Yeah.
But around the chair, they've built Santa's workshop. And they have all these little animatronic elves that are making little toys.
All
of the toys are whirring and buzzing and hissing and moving, and there's like, it's crazy.
But what about the banging monkey and his, there he goes. What's that got to do with the toy shop?
It's a monkey toy that plays the cymbals.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. I couldn't figure out why the heck it was got anything to do with Santa, but...
It's a toy.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
You're so dumb.
I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to play some music here. Some more Christmas stuff here. We have The Sleigh by Hugo Luigi and the Children's Orchestra coming up. Pebbles and Bam Bam. The original Pebbles and Bam Bam.
Real Pebbles and Bam Bam.
Well, they put it out on CD. I guess they're not happy with what they get for Christmas.
It's a long line.
Okay. The Christmas Hillbillies coming up, but we're starting off the show with something that Wayne hates.
He's not the only one.
Yeah, well, the magic organ. Santa Claus is coming to town shortly, but right off, we're starting with an original composition called The Magic Christmas, right here on...
Christmas is Cheese Please at the Mall.
Thank you.
Uncle Skeeter here, and I hope you're enjoying a Cheese Please Christmas.
Santa Claus is coming to town. And before that, we had the Magic Organ with Magic Christmas. Yay! Sorry, Wayne. I just had to do it.
You know what
it
makes me think of?
What?
A giant merry-go-round.
Yeah?
That has Santa's sleighs and reindeers that you can ride on.
Well, come on. There's a small merry-go-round right here at the Santa's Toy Shop in the corner, isn't it?
Yes, you put quarters in, and it let you go for a ride.
Oh, I thought it was part of the whole display here.
No, it's not.
Oh, I just, well.
It's one of those mall rides.
I don't understand this whole mall ride thing. Why can't adults do that? I just, what's the problem?
Because in your case,
yeah?
Your butt
yeah?
is too big for that seat.
Yeah, but why, just like those ballrooms, why don't they have ballrooms for adults? I'd like to jump in a ballroom, and I'm an adult.
I'm not so sure about that last part, but anyway.
Okay. Anyway, my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil.
If you're just joining us, we're here in the mall enjoying our last Christmas show here on Cheese Please. And apparently you have a Christmas card?
We got a Christmas card.
From Wayne?
No, not from Wayne.
Wayne's our regular guy that bugs us every so often. Not Wayne, so
no,
who?
No, we got a Christmas card from two new guys.
Two new guys? Who are these people?
Radio John D. and Carmen X.
Oh, where the heck are they?
Well, I'm not entirely sure they're not involved with those people with spaceships and stuff.
What?
Because it says in the card, it says Merry Christmas and Happy whatever
yeah.
from a non-disclosed governmental location in the deep south to the folks in a van in a non-disclosed location elsewhere.
Well, I'm here in the mall.
Merry seasonings and yes. a flavorful new year.
Oh, well, thanks.
And they told us to keep up our cheesy work.
Oh, well, thank you. And what's your name again?
Radio John D. and Carmen X.
So they're radio announcers too? Hey.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, I want to be a radio.
I want to be a radio announcer.
I thought you wanted to be a pronouncer. That's what you usually
say. I'm a radio pronouncer. I pronounce the word radio.
Not particularly well most of the time.
Well, thanks. I just.
More music.
Okay,
more music.
Well, fine. Anyway, Wayne, send us a card, please.
Yeah, Wayne, we're feeling ignored and unloved.
Hey, let's go down to the laundromat. Or not the laundromat. Let's go down to, I don't know, let's make some moonshine, eh?
What?
What? I can't believe you're doing that again.
What's wrong? I'm doing my Jeff Foxworthy, okay?
Hey, yeah.
No,
you
that's,
might say
no,
that.
No. What? That's more like a Jethro Bodine.
Okay, fine. The Christmas Hillbilly's coming up, and Rudolph drank the moonshine.
What?
Keep going.
Okay. But we're starting it off with Bubba Claus, and here comes Bubba Claus, right here on...
I had nothing to do with picking these two songs to play on Cheese Please.
Here come Bubba Claus, here come Bubba Claus, through the trailer park. Old Vixen, Blixen, all them reindeer, best be gone by dark. Bells are ringing, all that jingling done made the pit bulls bark. Bubba Claus is hauling ass through the trailer park. Here come Bubba Claus, here come Bubba Claus, through the trailer park. He hit that mud hole by the dumpster, passed that car on blocks. Dodging plastic, pink flamingos, rusty lawn chairs too. Hang your stockings on the gun rack, Bubba's coming soon. Here come Bubba Claus, here come Bubba Claus, through the trailer park. A Vixen, Blixen, and all them reindeer best be gone by dark. Bells are ringing, all that jingling done made the pit bulls bark. Bubba Claus is hauling ass through the trailer park. Here come Bubba Claus, here come Bubba Claus, through the trailer park. He's crashing through a pile of hubcaps stacked out in the yard. That old recliner on the front porch seems to catch his eye. But Bubba can't rest till he visits ever double wide. Here come Bubba Claus, here come Bubba Claus, through the trailer park. A Vixen, Blixen, all them reindeer best be gone by dark. Bells are ringing, all that jangling done made the pit bulls bark. Bubba Claus is hauling ass through the trailer park. When Bubba's beard caught in the clothesline, he sure hit the ground hard. Looked like Bubba's busted his ass in the trailer park.
Are you all right over there?
Who needs presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas?
Was Christmas Eve that I just finished firing up the still, when this old jolly fat man came a-riding up the hill. He had a long white beard and he was all dressed up in red. I knew right away it was Santa Claus and this is what he said. Rudolph drank the moonshine, he was heading up this way. I gotta get him sobered up if he's gonna guide my sleigh. I helped Santa look around a bit, then I went to milk the cow. Looked up and saw old Rudolph laying over by the plow. I dragged him around the corner, then I tied him to the sleigh. Turned around and there was Santa Claus passed out in the hay. Rudolph drank the moonshine right out of Santa's cup. If he's gonna guide the sleigh tonight, well, he's gotta sober up.
Yeehaw. Here, Rudolph, drink you some of this here black coffee. We don't want you getting pulled over for FUI. That's flying under the influence for all you folks out there in radio land.
Rudolph drank the moonshine, and I don't know what to do. If I can't get him sobered up, old Santa's really screwed. Well, Rudolph was just laying there, and I couldn't get him up. And Santa Claus was at the still, a-drinking from a cup. To make that reindeer guide a sleigh tonight would be so cruel. So I took old Rudolph off the team and I hooked up my old mule. Now my old mule is pretty smart and he knows his way around. But I had to kick him between the legs to get him off the ground. Then I threw old Santa on a sleigh, although he was still cast. Don't think he knew he was fixing to be guided by my ass. Rudolph drank the moonshine, he was feeling kinda sick. Had way too much to drink today, and so had old Saint Nick. Rudolph drank the moonshine, but when Santa blinked his eye, they took off out of here, and that old mule began to fly. Rudolph drank the moonshine, but I guess that it's okay, cause a crazy old mule was a guiding Santa's sleigh. But I heard old Santa holler as he circled back around, I sure hope you know your ass from a big hole in the ground. Home, Clyde!
Chase, please, with, they're the Christmas Hillbillies, and Rudolph drank the moonshine.
Maybe that's why his nose was so red.
He should have called, what's that, Operation Red Nose? That whole thing, if he gets a little red, you know, he just gets a little tipsy. Yeah.
They'll come and drive you home, and then someone else drives your car home. So when you wake up the next morning, you're home and your car's home, and you have no idea how you got there.
Exactly. That's what he should have done. And before that, we have Bubba Claus, and here comes Bubba Claus. All right. That gets rid of the hillbilly stuff for this show.
Yay.
Anyway, this is Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
And Daffodil, I'm a little upset the last break. You know, I was walking around. I stepped away from the control console here briefly, and a kid was making fun of me.
Gee, I can't imagine why a kid would be making fun of you.
I thought I'd come out of the van in my jammies, you know, just get in the mood for Christmas. You know, Santa's coming and all that stuff. And a kid said I was too grown up to actually wear jammies. And
considering yours have little feety in them, I can see his point.
Oh, I didn't know what to say to him. I was a little offended, and just. I don't know. I
do feel obligated at this point to point out to you, Snarf Dude.
Yes.
That grown men do not wear their feety pajamas to the mall.
Now you tell me.
You're wondering why the little kids are making fun of you. Even the little kids don't wear their feety pajamas to the mall.
Knock it off! He's just pointing.
He's pointing and laughing. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, and his mother's looking at this way, too, and she's sort of smirking. I don't know what to say except, I don't know. Can you suggest something? Maybe.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fine. Fine.
Kid.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we gotta play some music. How's that?
I think it would be a good time to play some music.
Speaking of kids, we have the Sleigh by Hugo and Luigi and the Children's Chorus coming up, but we're starting it off with some cartoon kids. None other than Pebbles and Bam Bam, and there was a CD that was released recently of the original Christmas album from the mid-60s, and here's a cut from it. Pebbles and Bam Bam doing I Saw a Mummy Kissing Santa Claus.
On the Cheese Please Christmas Show.
Christmas toys all over the place. Little Johnny wears a funny smile upon his face. For Johnny has a secret, and this secret he must share. He wants to tell somebody, so he tells his teddy bear.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't hear me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
Your traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness.
the Cheese Please Christmas. Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
And nothing, absolutely nothing, says Christmas than Hawaiian.
Is just so bizarre.
Well, at least the Waikikis think so, anyway. Winter Wonderland thrown in there, along with The Sleigh by Hugo Luigi and the Children's Chorus. And starting off the three set, Pebbles and Bam Bam and I Saw Mommy Kiss Him, Santa Claus. Right here on Cheese Please. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we're in the mall.
We're in the mall right next to the Christmas display and wrapping up our season of Christmas shows this time around. And Daffodil, I just noticed that over there. What's going on with the elves?
Well, they're setting up this gear.
What?
There's microphones and a screen, and now they're unfurling this big banner.
Oh, well.
It says Santa Karaoke. Come and sing your favorite Christmas song for free.
Oh, there's an idea. Hey.
What do you mean there's an idea?
Well, I anything to promote the show and be silly, I mean, I'm all for. So I just, maybe I can,
maybe I can do something about this in 2 minutes
or
less.
In your what? Jammies.
Yeah.
You're going to get up on that stage and sing to me?
Well, no, you're going to get up here. As a matter of fact, we can make up some lyrics to deal with the show, Daffodil. How's that? Can you make up some stuff on the fly?
You think I'm that smart?
Yes.
You think I'm that bright? You think I can transmit lyrics into your head?
Sure. Well, you got a minute to do it. What?
I'm afraid to sing in public.
Well, come on. You do the show every week. What's the big deal?
Yes, but come I'm on. Not singing.
You don't... Yeah, you got to sing, but I'll join you. We'll make a fools of each other. How's that? Huh? Come on.
You're going to do it, too.
Yes, I'm going to do it, too.
You're going to make me do it.
Yeah.
Pick
a song.
Do I get a raise?
Pick a song, quick. Come on.
What's my favorite song? What's my favorite song?
I don't know.
What's my favorite song? Come on.
Come on.
All this pressure.
Come on, you got 40 seconds.
All this pressure. I have to pick a song?
No, too late. The elf picked one for you.
What?
The elf picked one. He's pointing to Frosty the Snowman.
And look, he's handing us microphones.
Oh, well, I'll just put it up to the one we normally use here, so...
Yeah, I don't think we can plug our microphones into their gear. It doesn't look compatible at all.
No, so with that in mind, I'm just going to just hold it together and see what happens. So, Elf. Here we go.
So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our fans.
Okay, here we go. The pressure now.
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil are a very merry group. Riding in a van, at least that's the plan. Around the country they do troop. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil are the cheesy music hosts. You can never know where they will go as they travel coast to coast.
There must have been a moment when they knew they had a hit.
Or at least that they could work together, 'cause they had a funny bit.
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil find all the cheesy stuff you need. The music is so bad it can make you sad, or at least make your ears bleed. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil try to never miss a spot. Yard sale finds and more, as well as every thrift store. You can never know what they got. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, you never know just what they'll do. They sometimes fight but always make it right before the end of the show comes through.
The wacky, warped, and weird come your way every single week.
Some make you groan, some make you moan, some just make you go,
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, we wanna wish you all good cheer. The happy holiday is sent your way, and a merry, merry, merry new year. Cheesity, cheese, cheese, cheesity, cheese, cheese, listen to all those songs. Pleasity, please, please, pleasity, please, please, all the whole year long.
Cheese, please.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese, Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.